going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We get you ready for the draft. We're going to welcome on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network analytics expert. And NFL Network provides live coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay starting tomorrow. That's Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm about 100 feet from Lambeau Field right now, so I'm here. I'm ready. I can tell you it's going to happen. There's security dogs are here. Everything's all ready to go.
Are you tailgating one of those houses across the street that they rent out for thousands?
I mean, those look pretty cool. I just arrived just a little bit ago. So, you know, I haven't seen if there are any tailgates open yet. But if the airport is any indication of what this is going to be like, this is going to be an eating fest. They gave us cheese curds when we got off the plane. Like, it was pretty amazing.
If at any point during the broadcast somebody brings you one of the cheese heads to put on during the broadcast, will you do that, or will you say, I'm a serious broadcaster?
Oh, I'm not a serious broadcaster. It's fine. I mean, the only problem that I would have doing that is, like, you know, I am from the great state of Michigan, so I don't know if I'm allowed to wear the cheese hat. No, I'm just kidding. I would definitely do it.
I'll give you...
Is it really that great?
You know, I don't know if people in your state think so, but I will say, you know, being here is a real reminder that, you know, now I live on the West Coast, of course, and we don't get all four seasons. Like, this, it's right now the weather just kind of changed and it's 60 and sunny and it smells like spring. It's my favorite time of year when that kind of first, the winter is melting away. It's great, but it's going to be 50 and rainy tomorrow. So don't worry, I'll get my Midwestern weather in too.
Cynthia, all right, let's get into it. It's been a weird 24, 48 hours. I think a lot of Browns fans are convinced that Travis Hunter at number 2 is the pick. Do you see it that way as well?
I mean, I hope so. He is my favorite player in this draft. To me, he is the best one. He's the guy who's most likely to be that kind of gold jacket, all-pro guy. He's also a really great kid. He'd fit in really, really well there in Berea. Like, he's a really... just a football head. Like, I think he probably has dreams that include football. Like, it's a, like, actual dreams, not like, you know, his life dreams. I'm talking like when he goes to sleep. So this kid's just like dynamic and interesting. And the ability to use him in so many different ways feels like this chess piece that would get every Browns fan so excited.
All right. If you get 5 months into the career and realize it's a little too much to let him play and dabble on both sides of the ball, so you got to choose one for early in his career. Are we talking wide receiver? Or are we talking corner?
I mean, you know, obviously we got to ask the kid and the team and whatever, but I would say wide receiver to me is the more interesting one. Have him come in for, you know, sometimes people will say the opposite, have him play corner with a couple of sets as a wide receiver. I think learning wide receiver is a harder thing to do at the next level. So do the hard thing first. And then if he switches, you know, it's not to say that corner isn't hard, but some of the sets and some of the things that we're doing with wide receivers and how many they're on the field all the time right now, that makes it a little bit more tricky. So I say wide receiver.
Is he your best player in the draft?
By far. He is the one who I feel the most confident in saying, you know, like I said, if I'm not a bettor, I work for the NFL. But if I had to, he'd be the one that I'd say, like, this is the guy who's going to Canton, the most likely to go to Canton.
Cynthia Freeland on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You'd be the second person to say that on this show in as many days.
Orlovsky said it 2 days ago. Sorry to get you there, Cynthia.
Listen, another great person with Michigan ties, you know? There you go. That's saying a lot. He's a great analyst, so that makes me feel really happy.
I just realized Keith, who is a Michigan fan despite going to Ohio State, has inundated us with Michigan people. The week of the Browns draft, we'll have to have these conversations off air.
Okay, well, to be fair, I'm a Ryan Day person, too, because he was a GA at Boston College when I went there for undergrad. So I've loved Ryan Day and thought he was just a genius for a year. So I like Ohio, but it's fun. You know, it's like, you know, the people you love the most in this world, you have to get a little ribbing to, you know, just a little, you have to, little jokes here and there.
No, I just don't know how to feel about any of this. Cynthia, there's a lot of rumors about teams, maybe at least one team in the top 10 really wanting Travis Hunter. If the Browns do pick up that phone call, what does the Godfather offer have to look like for the Browns to move out of two and move off of drafting Travis Hunter?
It has to look like something where they think they could get either Abdul Carter or someone that is of a suitable replacement. My thing about Abdul Carter, and I do think he's an excellent player, excellent prospect, I think that if you're looking at this draft, this is a deep class for edge receivers. Do you need, when you have Myles Garrett, are you getting surplus value there, or are you making the best use of it? It'd have to look pretty big to me. I think that, or it'd have to look like something that, like, you know, would allow them to get wherever they want to go. I don't think someone is going to offer it, though, because I think that at least the perception would be that it would have to be for a position like quarterback. And I don't think that someone would think they need to come up and get, you know, someone at two ahead of the Giants in that case.
Do you think the Browns will go quarterback then at 33 or potentially even trade into the first round and grab a quarterback?
I do, not because I necessarily am buying into the hype that they don't like, or they're, you know, what did the reports say today that, you know, Kevin Stefanski doesn't, he says it could be anyone, right? It could be Joe. It could be, like, there's all these different things. It could be a rookie, all that stuff. It's not that I buy that. It's that I think that you have to take swings until you have Patrick Mahomes. And even if you have Patrick Mahomes or the equivalent, you still should be taking swings at the quarterback position. What is the worst thing that happens? You create a quarterback that has trade value for you in a future draft. Like, it feels like a smart swing to take.
So if they do stick at 33, and let's say one quarterback goes in the first round, Cam Ward, some are saying it could be one quarterback, could be four, but let's just say one quarterback goes in the top 32, then who should be the pick at 33 if it's a quarterback for the Browns?
I mean, you know what's really interesting? If I'm the Browns in that case, then I extort people. If there's only one, I think pick 33, I actually think in this whole draft, that is the most interesting pick it could be the most interesting pick of the entire draft, because I think the bulk of the value in this draft are the guys who are going to come on day two, so rounds two and round three. And if the Browns can manipulate the chessboard to get even more players, they're picking a number of 10 total picks, right? If they could get even a number more in those second and third rounders and get, you know, maybe they trick someone into thinking they love Shador in that case, and then they take Jackson Dart. Like, I feel like that's a spot where I would try to extort someone there.
How much of the Browns' future is based off of what happens in this draft relative to what could potentially happen in, I don't know, let's say the 2026 draft, if they go with the approach that it looks like they're going?
I mean, this draft is, you know, I feel like, look at the Broncos from last year. It's not a dissimilar situation in terms of a cap number and some constraints that are difficult to get around. And the Broncos made it to the playoffs. They just found the right fits for the coaching staff that they have. And, I mean, so they had a really, really good defense, which the Browns could very easily have a really, really, really good defense as well. So, you know, I think this draft could be very, very important. It's not to say that you shouldn't be looking at 26, because you should, but I think focusing on the here and now and trying to figure out, like, all right, you know, when your owner comes out and says, like, you know, we kind of didn't do we kind of botched the most important position, that gives you an ability to kind of recreate and rethink things, and probably gives you a renewed creativity amongst the coaching staff to be able to do something a little different.
Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network analytics expert on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. My favorite thing about the draft is every draft analyst, every football fan can go into a draft with different guys that they'd pound the table for. And for me, like, I think Tyleek Williams is a kid that I think is underrated out of Ohio State. I really love Mason Taylor, and I love Harold Fannin Jr. out of BG. Also, I went to school there. But what are some of the prospects that you really feel strongly about in this draft?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I mean, I'm going to be a homer here. You went to BG, I went to BC. And I think Donovan Ezeraco out of Boston College is a really interesting prospect. He had 16.5 sacks last year at BC. I know it's not Big Ten. I know it's not SEC, but he's still, it's an interesting note because he played for Bill O'Brien. Obviously, he has pro ties there. And there's a lot of guys who've been in the transfer portal, so you don't get a chance to see them grow and evolve over the seasons. And that's not the case for him. You got a chance to see him get better. So he's kind of one of my favorite at the end of the first round guys that is probably going to make a team really happy. I'm with you that Mason Taylor, I think he sneaks up into the first round. So if you're keeping track, that would mean 1, 2, 3 tight ends in the first round. Because I also think, you know, obviously Tyler Warren, number one, and that guy from Michigan, Colson Loveland, number two. But I also, I'm a big fan, and I hate to bring up a Michigan player, but Will Johnson to me is one of those guys who's been, stock's been rising, him and Benjamin Morrison. This is how you know that I picked an ordained person. So we're back on track here. they have really interesting profiles. Some people say Will Johnson is better suited for a team that plays a lot of zone. And I don't know if I think that's necessarily true. I think he has characteristics and traits that means he could play man too. We've just not seen it as much, but I think Will Johnson's he's going to be the second corner taken. And I think Benjamin Morrison, I don't have the, you know, I've heard good things about his health. I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but you know, as long as he's healthy, that corner out of Notre Dame is incredibly impressive and would have been a first rounder, but for that injury.
Cynthia, what'd you make of the report with the assistant coach slamming Shedeur Sanders this close to the draft?
I think that's an awful thing to do. I also think like, hush up, you know, like you don't need, like, why are we doing this now? Like, is this about you? Is this about whatever? Like, the evaluation is what the evaluation is. I don't think there's a single person on the planet that couldn't find someone to say one negative thing about them. And the fact that you're timing it now feels very self-aggrandizing. So I don't know. I just think they're still kids. I know they get paid a lot of money. I know Shedeur Sanders is a famous dad. I've worked with him. I get it. But also he's still a kid. And I think it's, you know, let them, those things can be had in private conversations. Every team has their, you know, their scouts have to do, that's part of the scouting job to see, do they fit the profile of who we want as a Brown, et cetera. And I don't think you need to go public with any of it, says the person in media, but I'd rather not hear about any of that stuff.
Cynthia, I'm torn. I tend to feel like we've gotten to the point where maybe running backs are undervalued. And then I look at this draft and this idea of Ashton Jeanty as a top five pick in a draft where you might be able to find an impact running back in the third, maybe even fourth round. How are you kind of gauging those two extremes? This is a tremendous, maybe historic running back draft, but Ashton Jeanty truly could be a game-changing kind of player.
Sure. I think there's two things that, like, people love to make things like all or nothing propositions, right? You should never draft a running back in the first round. You should always do blah, blah, blah. And that's not necessarily true, right? What you have to look at is the market that we're in. This is not, it's at least consensus, it's not a strong quarterback class. Potentially, you know, if someone falls to a better fit, et cetera, that there are some things that could change that. But it's about availability of substitute options, right? What are you getting for what's your return on draft value? And if you believe Ashton Jeanty, especially, you know, I think he, you know, I do believe that he'll go to the Jags. I am a little surprised, but I think that's where he'll go just based on the rumors that I've been hearing and from people that I trust. I don't even think he'll fall to the Raiders, which will be funny. And then Chip Kelly will reunite with one of his, but whatever. Quinshon Judkins, one of my favorite players. I hope he goes there anyways. But I think what it has to be is you can't overpay any position, right? You have to make room for the ones. The market for quarterbacks are the market for quarterbacks. The wide receiver market is the wide receiver market. And same thing with the corners, et cetera. You can't pay a running back the kind of value you'd pay for, you know, a wide receiver one, and then also expect to be able to get the wide receiver one. So it's not, you can't take anything in a vacuum. You have to look at the whole lot of your entire 53-man roster, and you see with a guy like Jahmyr Gibbs, it'll be interesting to see how what the Lions choose to do with him when it comes time to pay him. But he has been exceptionally valuable, and especially on his rookie deal. So it's all about payment for what your expectations are. And remember, the Lions had two first-round picks when they took him in the first round.
Cynthia, Michigan or not, you're always delightful. You're always awesome. You're always so generous with your time. This time, no different. Really do appreciate you. Enjoy the draft like we all will, but thanks again.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see who you guys get, because I have a great time doing some stuff for the Browns. I get a chance to look at their roster, and you know, I love me some Joe Thomas. He'll be on stage with me for the event, part of the event this weekend. So I think Saturday Joe will be on stage with me. Friday or Saturday.
Line up the fishing story, Cynthia. If they take Travis Hunter, it's going to be the obvious choice.
Exactly. And I mean, he's so skinny these days. You could be like, are you a tight end? What are you playing these days, buddy? Like, it's crazy.
You know what? We actually now have to pitch this to you, because JP and I were thinking about an immersive experience interview with Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Where we pitch, we just do a 5-hour show with him out on Lake Erie on a boat. And we just interview him while fishing and doing a show. My deal breaker was I need beer involved, because that's how I fish.
Right.
I feel like this could end up being maybe the greatest interview of all time. I just want to get your feedback on that.
I mean, the way you pitch this is you bring the sponsor to him. You go to like Bass, you go to whatever, and you're like, listen, Bass, we're going to do this, because how can your boss say no if you already have a sponsor attached? I think it's an awesome idea. Go get any sponsor would love that. Are you listening, sponsors? Anyone?
and Keith is a Michigan person, so he can't refute another Michigan person.
So we know Cynthia's been in the game for a long time. She's like, just go get a sponsor. It's like, yeah, that's how it works.
That is how it works.
Great stuff, Cynthia. Appreciate you.
I look forward to the fishing segment.
That's Cynthia Freeland there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The NFL Network's coverage, live coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, starting tomorrow night, Thursday at 8 p.m. We'll react to what she had to say about the situation with the Browns and the Shazmir job on Shador Sanders in 5 minutes.
Real.
92.3 The Fan.